Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Palm Beach, where the next president has been praising his controversial cabinet in waiting. Correspondent Jared Hill has our top story.
President-elect Donald Trump taking a victory lap at Mar-a-Lago last night announced North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum as his pick for Secretary of the Interior. But it's his choice of former Democrat Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for Secretary of Health and Human Services that's grabbing headlines.
You're going to do some unbelievable thing. Nobody's going to be able to do it like you.
RFK Jr.'s push to combat chronic disease and clean up the nation's food supply has resonated with the MAGA base and beyond. But it's his calls to remove fluoride from drinking water and criticisms of vaccines that have raised concerns among public health experts.
The fallout continues over Mr. Trump's pick for Attorney General. The House Ethics Committee could vote today on releasing a report into its investigation of Matt Gaetz and allegations of sexual misconduct. Senate Republican Kevin Cramer.
Concerns that he can't get across the finish line, and we're going to spend a lot of political capital.
President Biden's arrived in Peru for the start of a six-day visit to Latin America. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
At APEC, the president will reinforce America's leading role in the Indo-Pacific. And over the last 4 years, he has markedly enhanced our strategic position in this vital region.
Officials in Spain say at least 10 people have died in a fire at a nursing home in Zaragoza that specializes in dementia and mental health issues. Two residents are in critical condition. The head of the regional government says most were harmed by smoke. They're transferring the remainder of the people who live there now. An investigation into the cause is getting underway. A new study published in the journal The Lancet finds a dramatic jump in the number of U.S. adults who tip the scales. Lead author Marie Ng at the University of Washington School of Medicine.
We're expecting the number of people experiencing obesity and overweight to rise to 260 million.
Researchers say they're particularly concerned about a steep rise among children. They say without aggressive intervention, the numbers will continue to climb. You might not know his name, but you know his songs.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so.
Shel Talmy produced hits for The Kinks, Manfred Mann, and The Who.
People try to put us to death.
Talking about my generation.
His publicist says Talmy died from complications of a stroke at his home in L.A. He was 87 years old. S&P futures down 38. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. One of the busiest intersections in Kenosha was shut down for a couple of hours last night. Four vehicles waiting for a red light at Green Bay Road and 52nd Street were struck by a semi-truck when the truck driver failed to take a turn. The semi ended up crossing all lanes of 52nd Street before finally coming to a stop at the Culver's. One driver had serious injuries and others suffered minor wounds. Even though people went to the polls last week, Racine County voters are being urged to verify their polling locations for next week. A special primary election is scheduled for the open county executive position. People can confirm their polling places through their clerk's office or by visiting myvote.wi.gov. The county stresses that voters in Mount Pleasant, Caledonia, and Burlington should double-check their voting sites. There are four people on the ballot looking to move on to a final election in December. It's not just the moon starring in the nighttime show. In addition to the supermoon, the Leonids are in the supporting cast this weekend. Dixie Burns, an astronomy instructor at Madison College, tells people where to look.
If you can find a dark sky, you know, somewhere to look, you should be able to find some. If you can try to look away from the moon or use something to block off the moon. And your early morning hours are going to be best, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. to dawn. What you would expect is, you know, look at the sky. If it's dark, you know, every minute or few minutes, you would see one going by depending upon the intensity of the meteor shower.
The Leonids peak Saturday night into Sunday morning. And a Racine County road is getting renamed. Starting today, State Trunk Highway 75 will be renamed County Highway BD. New signs are going up to let everyone know your map app might not update right away. The change is due to a transfer of ownership of the road from the state to the county. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Still waiting for Chris. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks head to Charlotte to take on the Hornets tomorrow night. Milwaukee now 4-8. The Hornets are 4-7. Chris Middleton is yet to play after surgery this summer on both of his ankles. Head coach Doc Rivers on whether there's a growing frustration regarding Middleton.
No. I mean, obviously we want Chris to play, but Chris is doing all the work. He's working his butt off. That's all. You know, as a coach, that's all you can ask for. And we were hoping we were going to be healthy, but we're not. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Men's college basketball should be a special night tonight at the Kohl Center as the Badgers honor Hall of Fame coach Bo Ryan and members of the 2014-15 team that went on to the Final Four. Meanwhile, the Badgers had their work cut out for them, hosting Arizona, the number 9th ranked team in the nation.
Now we've got a tremendous test coming at us on Friday. You know, an extremely big team, an experienced team. Caleb Love backed one of the guard positions, put a lot of pressure on the rim. Obviously a really, really good team.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a pretty nice weekend ahead, and you want to get out and enjoy it because things are eventually going to start to go downhill next week. Today, mostly cloudy, 53 this afternoon. Tonight, down to 44. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 54. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
I actually just got back from my high school reunion. They asked if I wanted to perform at it. I was like, I would rather strip at my family reunion than tell jokes to the girl who, during class, pierced her own belly button with a stapler. Yeah, grew up in a real methy area. My high school crush showed up with a marijuana leaf tattooed on his face. Yeah, I was still in denial. I was like, well, someone's not afraid of commitment.
Supposed to fly my imagination. One of the greatest rock and roll songs of all time, The Stones and Satisfaction. You know, Mick Jagger still singing that on stage at age 80 sounds exactly the same. He has that same sound, never changed. It's 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, 6:10 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. I'm Don Rosen. Excuse me. The remnants of the cold from last week. But those things linger around, don't they? They never quite leave within a week. We have cloudy weather right through Sunday. Cloudy, 48 degrees right now at Radio Park. Cloudy with a high near 53 today. Lows around 44 tonight. Highs 53 tomorrow. Get this, on Sunday, I got to double check this. Is this a mistake? Highs near 60 on Sunday. Now, our weather forecast said a few minutes ago, our meteorologist, that things will go south starting next week. But right now, 60 degrees on Sunday as we head into Thanksgiving. Isn't that something? Once again, cloudy and 48 degrees right here at Radio Park. So how did the five stair steps get their name? Well, their mother, these are all, I guess, siblings. And when they stood in a certain order, they were like stair steps. The five stair steps. Ooh, child.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Be brighter.
And timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, Mariah Carey calls herself the Queen of Christmas, but she might have to bow down to a new king. Are you ready for this? Excuse me. Jason Kelce's new holiday song, Maybe This Christmas, has hit the top of the iTunes 100 holiday chart, topping Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Now, Jason did have a smidge of help with his song. It's a duet with Stevie Nicks. Yeah. But it's still too early in the season to tell if Mariah will retake the top crown. Now you never know. The Queen of Christmas. It's nice to anoint yourself with that title, huh? All right, 6:15. We're looking for cloudy weather right through Sunday. Right now, cloudy and 48 degrees here at Radio Park. Here come the Beatles. Here's Day Tripper. The flip side to the song, We Can Work It Out. The Beatles, they always have those two hits. Yeah. Day Tripper, the flip side. The B-side, also a hit song. 618 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits, where it's time for a fun fact. You know those black dots around your car windshield? They actually have a name. They're called Fritz, F-R-I-T-S. They're an enamel that's baked into the glass to ease the temperature transition from the black band around the edge of your clear glass so it doesn't expand and crack. Now, the black band needs to be there because it blocks the UV light and protects the glue that holds the windshield into place so it doesn't pop out. Who knew all that was going on with our windshields? I just thought they popped the glass in and that's it. Who knew the black dots, the black band, the Fritz? Who knew that was all going on my windshield?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba, who's up for a good old-fashioned boxing match. Jake Paul and Mike Tyson square off this weekend. Paul took to his social media platforms to troll Tyson by wearing diamond-spiked ear covers to get under the former champ's skin. The dig is from when Tyson bit Evander Holyfield's ear years ago. Not allowed in boxing. Paul is the odds-on favorite to win the fight. According to odds makers, Paul is the odds-on favorite due to the fact that Tyson hasn't fought in 19 years, has been near death due to illness more than once, and is more than twice Paul's age. Come on, Iron Mike. Sometimes people struggle after they retire. This appears to be the case for actress Cameron Diaz, who is ending her 11-year hiatus from show business. Diaz has been cast opposite Jamie Foxx in the Netflix spy movie called Back in Action, a comedy thriller. The duo previously starred together in the film Annie. Back in Action drops January 17th on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you can hear Pete on our sister station, WAUK AM 540.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
when the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas, just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser, bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the energy efficient home improvement credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
The Seekers, a world of our own. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. So, a plus-size airline passenger bought an extra ticket because she was anxious about her weight. But then Delta took the extra ticket away from her because they overbooked the flight, as usual. Well, even worse, the passenger was told that they'd have to contact customer service to be reimbursed. Now, for all these recent stories about the airlines and everything going on, planes being shot at, doors falling off, people can't understand why I don't like to fly. My first radio station had their 100th reunion the other day, and they said, come on, just fly out here. Are you kidding me? I can get shot at, the door can fall off, people going nuts on the plane, and I want to take a ride out for your party? I don't think so. Not going to happen. 627, looking for cloudy weather today with a high near 53. Right now it's cloudy, 48 degrees right here at Radio Park.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class.
Thinking the other day about all the movies Elvis made, and most of them are forgettable movies. There were some like Viva Las Vegas that were really good, and he made some dramas at the beginning of his career like Flaming Star. But I think my favorite is Roustabout. That was where he played the carnival worker, and it starred Barbara Stanwyck, Leif Erikson, and also Pat Buttram, I think, was in the film. But that was a really good movie. I mean, not an Oscar winner, but a really good movie. I kind of liked it. All right, check this story out. A man from Arkansas named Dylan McKay rescued an abandoned golden doodle, that's a dog, by the way, on the side of the road that was stranded and close to death. The dog was in such bad shape that it needed surgery, and that surgery was over $10,000. So he and his fiancée, Emily, cut into their wedding fund to make it happen. The couple says the dog still has a long journey ahead with physical therapy, vaccinations, and spaying, but the dog will make it and live with them. What a selfless thing to do, huh? That really took a lot to just get rid of all their wedding money and give it to the dog. I love those type stories. Good for those people. 6:30 at WRJN. Let's check news in the morning, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. One of the busiest intersections in Kenosha was shut down for a couple of hours last night. Four vehicles waiting for a red light at Green Bay Road and 52nd Street were struck by a semi-truck when the truck driver failed to take a turn. The semi ended up crossing all lanes of 52nd Street before finally coming to a stop at the Culver's. One driver had serious injuries and others suffered minor wounds. Even though people went to the polls last week, Racine County voters are being urged to verify their polling locations for next week.
A special primary election is scheduled for the Open County Executive position. People can confirm their polling places through their clerk's office or by visiting myvote.wi.gov. The county stresses that voters in Mount Pleasant, Caledonia, and Burlington should double-check their voting sites. There are four people on the ballot looking to move on to a final election in December. It's not just the moon starring in the nighttime show. In addition to the supermoon, the Leonids are in the supporting cast this weekend. Dixie Burns, an astronomy instructor at Madison College, tells people where to look.
If you can find a dark sky, you know, somewhere to look, you should be able to find some. If you can try to look away from the moon or use something to block off the moon. And your early morning hours are going to be best, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. to dawn. What you would expect is, you know, look at the sky. If it's dark, you know, every minute or few minutes, you would see one going by depending upon the intensity of the meteor shower.
The Leonids peak Saturday night into Sunday morning. And a Racine County road is getting renamed. Starting today, State Trunk Highway 75 will be renamed County Highway BD. New signs are going up to let everyone know your map app might not update right away. The change is due to a transfer of ownership of the road from the state to the county. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The UW-Madison Division of Extension is offering a valuable resource for Wisconsin farmers and agribusinesses with its upcoming Wisconsin Ag Law Update. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report. Kelly Wilfert, Farm Law Outreach Specialist with UW Extension, says that this event will provide crucial information on recent changes in agricultural law that could significantly impact the state's farmers.
It's going to be a one-hour roundup of major changes that impact Wisconsin farmers. Each one of these updates is going to be tailored to what's happening in the moment. A few things we might cover, some changes that have been coming down the pipeline. We've got the beneficial ownership reporting requirement, which is going to be due at the end of December for most Wisconsin farm entities. We might touch on some tax proposals and changes, like the change in the estate and gift tax exemption that's scheduled for 2026. I've been following the Clean Water Act lawsuit in northern Wisconsin, and of course, more recently, the poultry processor dismissal of bankruptcy that's impacting our Wisconsin poultry growers.
That's Farm Law Outreach Specialist for UW-Madison Division of Extension, Kelly Wilfer, along with us. That seminar will be on December 4th, and you can find more information on our website at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'll have more agriculture news right after this.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compere Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compere.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. The next application deadline for grants from Dairies Foundation is December 1st. Organizations nationwide can apply for grants of up to $10,000. These grants support new programs that build skills for students or dairy producers and increase public trust in dairy. Complete grant information is available on the Dairy Foundation website. You can find more news on this as well as other agriculture news stories on our website at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter and you'll receive 5 stories delivered to your inbox every day. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
We have a pretty nice weekend ahead, and you want to get out and enjoy it because things are eventually going to start to go downhill next week. Today, mostly cloudy, 53 this afternoon. Tonight, down to 44. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 54. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
I have a niece and nephew. My nephew's a little baby. The other day, I was at my sister's house. That's where they live. And My nephew was taking a nap down the hallway, right? We're all drinking beers in the living room. We're a fun family. I get up. I'm like, I'm going to grab another beer. Does anybody need anything? My sister goes, hey, while you're up, could you check on the baby? I was like, I don't even know what that means. She goes, you know what I mean? Just go down there. Make sure he's still breathing and hasn't rolled out of bed. I was like, wait a minute. There's a chance that your baby is dead down the hallway? What? That's your parental system? Periodically dispatch a relative to see if your baby has passed away? I was like, hey, would you mind checking on the baby? Because I'm not sure how to come back here with possibly the worst news ever. I gotta walk back into a party with a fresh beer. Hey! I just checked on the baby. You may want to sit down for this. It's pretty serious.
Sam and Dave, hold on, I'm coming. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Cloudy weather. We're not going to see the sun, at least through Sunday. Cloudy today with a high near 53. Lows 44 tonight, 53 and cloudy tomorrow. And cloudy at 60. I'm going to double check that. 60 on Sunday. Right now it's 48 degrees with cloud cover at Radio Park. Hey, want to save some money on presents this holiday season? 70% of Americans say that thoughtful messages are more valuable to them than gifts. But 44% say they don't have time to send thoughtful messages during the holidays themselves. I guess those people are still going to have to buy some gifts, huh? Ah, here's Aretha.
Change, change, change.
Thank you. much too strong. I'm headed to your change, change, change.
Chain of Fools. 6:43, local news and timeless hits, WRGN. Dick Recep is going to join us in about 2:35 minutes or so. He's going to talk about the high school playoffs. Now, we don't have the game on this week, and he will explain why we don't have the game on this week. That's coming up at about 7:35. We're talking movies with Brett Hoffman and Marcus Theaters. But now, what do you dream of doing? Well, a couple in Florida was arrested after being caught having fully nude relations out in the open on a causeway. The woman said she always dreamed of it. So there you go. A dream come true. Cloudy today with a high near 53. Cloudy right through the weekend, too, with a high near 60 on Sunday. Right now it's 48 and cloudy here at Radio Park.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls have a side, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. Hey, she got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me.
Hey, Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Well, you're my mom, girl, I can't stay long. Catch up on you know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. All right. Ain't got no right, no, no you don't. Ought to be so exciting.
Diamond, Cherry, Cherry, local news and timeless hits at WRJN at 6:46 right now. You know, everyone has had people tell them it's very important that their passwords are secret. So apparently a lot of Americans have made their password the actual word secret. Every year, a company called NordPass goes through the list of hacked passwords that get leaked on the internet to figure out the most common, easy, and hackable ones that people are still using. And of course, the number one most commonly hacked password that Americans used in 2024 is secret. That password took less than 1 second to be hacked and has been used more than 328,000 times. The second worst one was 123456. That's the number one worst globally. The rest of the 10 include the word password,
QWERTY123. If you don't know what QWERTY is, if you look at your keyboard in the upper left-hand corner, QWERTY, or right in order there, QWERTY. So they use that one as well. And also QWERTY1. Then somebody got real clever. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then password 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And somebody said, I'm really going to screw with their heads. ABC 123. Why can't you just pick a password? That's good. Who puts the password down? And secret, well, it wouldn't seem like a bad word, but it's one word. You got to use caps, lowercase, symbols, numbers, mix them up, and it makes it a little more difficult. Instead of 1 second, it takes about 5 seconds to hack that. It's 647 WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
The great flavors of the fall season are back at O&H Danish Bakery. And featured this week is O&H's famous brandy old-fashioned Kringle. This sensational Kringle creation has a filling of Door County cherries in a special mix of caramel and brandy. It gets even better, though, because it has a wonderful vanilla icing blended with tasty orange zest. You're going to love it. Brandy old-fashioned Kringle. Get one this week at O&H Danish Bakery. In Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Are you or a loved one facing a serious illness? Feel better and worry less with Hospice Alliance's supportive care management. Now, this is a special kind of palliative care that helps manage symptoms to improve quality of life while providing guidance and support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org.
Hospice Alliance's care team includes trained volunteers who share their time and talent to help carry out our mission of providing quality and compassionate care. Our volunteers offer support from companionship and respite time to running errands and office work and so much more. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about assisting in Hospice Alliance's mission. Visit HospiceAlliance.org.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Warren Eye Care in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. So go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers take on Big Ten newcomer Oregon. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. She's a lady talking
Cause she knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady.
She's a lady. 6:54, local news in Tamla's. It's WRGN. Cloudy today, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Highs today, 53. By Sunday, 60 degrees the high. Right now, it's cloudy and 48 degrees here at Radio Park. Well, in a poll, 21% of people said they always throw away food past its expiration date, even if it shows no signs of spoiling. Another 21% rarely or never toss it until it looks or smells bad. In our house, when I see the date, I get up at midnight. And I do the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Throw it out. Surf songs the Beach Boys sang. Only one Beach Boy actually surfed, Dennis Wilson. The rest didn't have anything to do with surfing. 6:57 at WRJN Local News. Tamla's Hits. Dick Graceff is talking about the high school football playoffs. That's coming up at about 20 past 7. At 7:35, we're talking movies with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. We'll find out what's new. Plus, we have some special little things we're going to talk about. I think you'll have a good time listening. That's coming up later on.
Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure you're
Classics 4.